If you are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine and you've been trying to get one, you may have discovered that it is not easy. Vaccines are in very short supply right now, and making an appointment is tough.
Oh, I feel I'm totally in the dark. I know people around me are getting the vaccination, but I don't get it.
That's Mei Liu. She lives in Seattle and happens to be the mother of Deborah Wong, who is a journalist at KUOW Public Radio. Deborah joins us now to tell us their story. Welcome, and thanks for speaking with me about this.
Sure thing. Thank you.
So your mom is 91. She had a rough time trying to get an appointment for a vaccine. Tell me about her experience.
Yes. Well, she is a retired neuroscientist. She's super capable. She uses a computer, and she doesn't like to ask for help. So she tried for a number of days to get an appointment for the vaccine. But eventually she just threw up her hands and said, forget it. It's not worth it. I'll just stay cooped up in my house until everyone else is vaccinated.
Well, we've certainly heard a lot of complaints from folks around the country, similar to your mom's. Remind us, Deborah, why it's been so complicated, so hard for so many people.
Well, in Washington state, and probably in many states around the country, we have a lot of different vaccine providers. There's more than 1,000, and they range from large hospital systems to neighborhood pharmacies to Costco's. And for the most part, they all have their own appointment systems. There's no centralized system. So you have to call or check each website individually. But because supply is so short, you're often met with a message that says, we have no vaccine, check back later. So you hear these stories of people who are just compulsively checking and checking to see if they can grab an open appointment.
Whenever they can. So how widespread is this problem then of people who are eligible, but having to jump through hoops just to find a vaccine?
I think it's pretty common. You do hear stories of people who have gotten appointments easily through their primary healthcare providers. And there are also local governments here that are focusing on getting vaccines to the most under-resourced communities. But that leaves a lot of other people who are on their own, and often they have to depend on family. And in that vacuum, a couple of fairly significant citizen efforts have popped up, and they've been spearheaded by people who have had their own negative experiences trying to navigate the system. People like Sharla.
It is survival of the fittest. It's who can type the fastest, who can click the fastest.
Now, Charlotte doesn't want us to use her last name because ever since her effort went public, she and her brother Steve have gotten hate mail from anti-vaxxers. Charlotte watched her in-laws try to get an appointment. It took 95 phone calls, she says. So she and her brother put their heads together to figure out how they could help. What they came up with was a Facebook group called Find a COVID Shot WA, Washington, and it's aimed at helping people who have limited resources, particularly communities of color, which have been hard hit by the virus.
Well, they sure have. I've seen this new study from Stanford University School of Medicine and Duke University School of Medicine that says more than half of all in-hospital deaths due to COVID-19 during the first 6 months of 2020 were among Black and Hispanic patients, which is just shocking. So, Deborah, what's the remedy here? How do we make scheduling appointments easier for people like your 91-year-old mom?
So the way it works on this Facebook group is, let's say someone is looking for a vaccine and they happen upon some open appointments. They then post that link on the Facebook page and they say to the community, hey, look, open appointments, go there now. Now, this group started just a couple of weeks ago, and they say they've connected thousands of people with appointments. Here's Sharla.
They've broken down in tears. They've been searching for 3 weeks for a vaccine and haven't got an appointment. And we get an appointment in sometimes 5 minutes. And it's just the power of humanity, I feel like.
So that's an interesting low-tech solution, Deborah, just having a lot of eyeballs on the problem. You've also found some folks who are working on high-tech solutions. Tell us what those look like.
Well, there's this group of engineers and other tech folks, and they're trying to take all the work that people are now doing and automate it. Now, this is a guy named George Hu. He used to work for Microsoft, and he now teaches computer science. He says there's a simple solution that anyone who buys concert tickets is probably aware of.
What we need for this is those ticket scalpers. We need those bots to go and find me the appointments. The technology's out there, and so we just wanted to turn that technology for good for once.
Now, George mentors a student named Darren Lim, who's at MIT. And over a couple of days, Darren came up with a prototype of a program that would scrape data from a number of websites. And their own website went live on February 10th. It's called covidwa.com, and it's meant to be sort of one-stop shopping for appointments. So whenever a provider has new doses, it will appear on this site, and then people can click through to make the appointment. George Hu says it now covers 90% of the providers in the state, and they get tens of thousands of clicks every day.
Did it help your mom? Was your mom able to find an appointment after all this?
She was able to find her first shot, and now she's really happy to be waiting for her second.
Well, some difficult problems indeed, but some interesting solutions. Deborah Wong is a reporter for KUOW Public Radio in Seattle, Washington. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you.